Blog Talk Radio.
Remember those all over the world who are
your great and wonderful goodness light might come to the peoples and to the nations with some deeds from your hand, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, okay, let's get into some music and start off our praise and worship.
Thank you. couldn't exist Father, come into the lake.
Thank you.
when the roll is called up yonder, and when the saints come marching in. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into the message. Okay. This devotional is titled The Marriage of Faith and Works, and it's brought to you by Verse 15. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith is the undercurrent of everything we do as followers of Jesus. Without faith, we lose all that Christ died to give us while here on earth. It is by faith we access the peace, joy, guidance, love, and purpose that comes from a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. As we seek an increase in faith in response to God's faithfulness this week, may you experience a greater depth of intimacy with your loving, almighty, and loving Heavenly Father. So work typically has a negative connotation in my mind. I associate work with something I have to do, but don't feel like doing. I separate out work from play or fun. But with God, the word work couldn't be more different. Work is designed to be the expression of our abundant life-giving relationship with our Heavenly Father. God doesn't call us to work out obligations or to earn His love, but to live our lives in response to His love. It is for this reason that Scripture is clear about God's intention for the marriage of faith and works. In James chapter 2, verse 26 says, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." So what is our faith if it doesn't produce action? What is the nature of our relationship with God if it doesn't cause us to live differently? Often we have a misunderstanding about what it is God would have us do. If we were truly submit our life fully to Him, and our misunderstanding veils our heart from receiving the fullness of life and enjoyment of work God intends for us. Often we believe if we were really to hand over life to God in faith, He would call us to do a lot of things we don't want to do. Maybe we believe He'd call us to a foreign mission field to make a little to no money or simply live our lives awkwardly and intrusively. If you only remember one thing today, remember this. God will only ever lead you to a life perfectly, uniquely, and wonderfully designed to bring you and others around you the utmost fulfillment, purpose, passion, and joy. Everything He calls you to, He intends to use to satisfy the desires of your heart. Maybe He's calling you to do something you don't fully understand yet. But if you will say yes to Him, the very calling that you possibly feared most will be the satisfaction of a dream you didn't know you had. God calls us to a life of works because He loves us and designed for us such a purpose. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." The work He is calling you to is perfect for you because He is the one who formed you and knows you. Have faith and love and perfect will of your Heavenly Father. Choose to live a life of good works and experience the joy of living every minute of your day with intentional and internal purpose. Spend time in prayer along the word and character of God to renew your mind and subject of faith and works. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with the desire to live a life of good works today in the light of God's love for you. So first, meditate on the marriage of faith and works. Renew your mind to goodness and work. James chapter 2, verse 26, "For the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." Titus 3:14, "And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfaithful or unfruitful." Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which is God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what works He task set before you and ask him to fill you with the knowledge of how he would have you accomplish them. And thirdly, commit to living today with a renewed perspective on work. Work is joyful and life-giving when we do it with the Holy Spirit. Choose to live your life in line with God's intentions for you and enjoy the work set before you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So what would your life look like if you choose to do your work filled with joy and purpose of the Holy Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is just available to you during work as it is any other time of the day. All you have to do is choose to live your life with a different perspective than others around you. Take hardships to God and ask Him for His heart. Enjoy your days working and bearing the fruit of your faith. I highly suggest that you read James chapter 2, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. All right. Okay. Now, let us go to, okay, let me ask you the most important question. Okay, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a minute, in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to do so, okay? So, are you suffering from not knowing what to do in life? Are you walking around scratching your head, not knowing what to do? You don't have any purpose in life, okay? Again, you're wondering about your life, or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety, or maybe something worse as an addiction to drugs or alcohol, gambling, sexual immorality, okay, or overeating. You know, the Lord can take that all away, but guess what, folks? In order to do so, He has to know you. So I ask you, are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus for your personal Savior tonight? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Amen. And we pray this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may He keep you and bless you, okay, and keep you highly favored. Amen. So, if you said this prayer, why don't you call in to area code 657-383-1487. That's area code 657-383-1487. And let us know that you said this prayer tonight. Okay? Because the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all His angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing. Won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. You know, if you be that first caller, okay, one can trickle 10, 10 can trickle 100, and 100 can trickle 1,000. So be that first caller tonight and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and tell us. Okay, amen. All right. Well, we're going to play some more music here. Okay. There we go.
Thank you.
Are you for us or for the adversaries? So he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do in 6 days. And the seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. For the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, okay, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, and every man straight before him. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of the ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark. While the priests continued blowing the trumpets, now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So he had the ark of the Lord encircle the city, going around at once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went out continually and blew the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. And the second day they marched around the city once, and returned to camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time it happened when the priests blew the trumpets, and Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, and she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take on the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord, and they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened. When the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, and every man straight before him, and they took the city. And the elder destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, oxen, sheep, and donkey, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the two men who had spied out to the country, go into the harlot's house, and from there bring her out the woman, all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young man who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all the relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. But they burned the city and all that was in it with fire. Only silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put in the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household, and all that she had. So she dwells in Israel to this day, because she had the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Then Joshua charged them all that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city. Jericho, he shall lay his foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up his gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country. That's Joshua chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 27. Okay? Worship. Okay? This is Psalms 35, verses 1 to 3. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw a spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let's go a little bit further down to wisdom. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of faithful spirit conceals a matter. Amen. Well, I hope this Bible reading, okay, is a blessing to you all. Okay, we try to bring a Bible reading to you, okay, for those who do not get a chance to read the Bible or those who do not have a Bible so that you can hear the Lord. Okay, amen. Well, we've got a caller. Let's take it and see who it is. Hello. Who do I have on the line?
How you doing there, Pastor? This is Luigi Gagato.
Hello, how you doing?
This makes you the... If you could pray for me.
You need prayer?
Yeah, I need some prayer. Just like last time. I know. I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. But yeah, I need some prayer.
Okay. What can I pray for you about?
Daily things, spiritual, health, you know, just prayer.
Okay. Just a general prayer. All right. Dear Lord, we come today for Mr. Delgado, okay? He needs a lift up. He's dazed and confused. Again, he needs your help. So we ask that you come down and place your arms around him, okay, and let him know you're there, okay? And tell him that you are there with him, so that way he knows, okay? And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Thank you, and thank you for praying for me, Pastor.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Like I said, we welcome prayer requests. We welcome all that, okay? Testimony, okay, praise reports. We like to hear from our listeners. Amen. So thank you, sir, for calling in.
Can you come put him back on mute?
Yeah, sure. I can do that. God bless you. All right, let's play some more music here. Okay.
Where's the sun? Thank you.
come gather around. I have something I want to ask. Soon there'll be a trumpet sound. Could you complete the test? Cast down demons in my name. Open blind eyes and cheer the lame. Baptize the lost. Forgiven the shame. But one question still remains. Who do you say I am?
Disappointed. My word is sure, my word is unfailing. I honor my word as your weapon of warfare. I have placed my word as a sword in your hand, an assurance in your heart. Deliverance is yours. Shift is occurring even now. Change is at hand. Healing is coming forth. Embrace it and stand expectantly for that which is raining down upon you even now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Like I said, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. Well, we got a caller on the line. Let's bring him on. Hello, 804. You're on the air. Okay. Thank you, 804. Okay. Bless you. Okay. I don't know what that was all about, but I hope he's well. And I pray that he's well. Amen. Okay. Well, let's get into a little bit more music, and then, okay, I will pray us out, okay, and play a final gay song.
Thank you.
right. It's now time to pray for us to do a closing prayer. We're at the end of our service for tonight. Okay, so. Lord God, we look to you and to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Continually renew your grace and your power in our lives, Lord, we pray, Lord. Renew your grace and power, Lord, that we may have light even in dark and distressing times, and through the Savior may overcome as we wait faithfully for your kingdom. Help us to be ready to take anything upon ourselves, Lord, to serve you with body and soul, Lord, and with all we have and are, Lord. May we belong to the hosts of those who go to meet you, Lord, who wait for your coming kingdom, Lord, which will bring comfort to the world and to all people who now suffer and grieve, Lord. O Lord our God, have mercy on our times and on our world. Grant that with thanks and praise we may soon see the signs of the fulfillment of your promises, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, well, we got a caller. Okay, the last couple seconds of the show. Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to request a song.
You would like to request a song?
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven. Well, let me see if I have that. Okay, I might have it. I wanted to have it. I do have that. Happen to have that. Okay.
All right.
I'll play that for you right now, sir.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. High way to heaven. Praise the Lord. Well, we got another caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Jake. How you doing there, Pastor? I need to know, what's your thoughts about masturbation?
You got a problem with masturbation?
Yeah, what's your views on masturbation, Pastor?
Well, you know, it's not good to do. You know, it's ungodly. Okay, you know, so you shouldn't do it.
But if you're practicing safe sex, wouldn't that be good?
Say what?
If you're practicing safe sex, wouldn't that be good?
Well, yeah, safe sex is always good, but you shouldn't be doing sex, okay, until you're married, okay, because you know that's fornication, and fornication is a sin.
But the doctor told me it was okay because it will help out my prostate, because it would help me not getting prostate cancer.
Oh, okay. I see you're doing it for a medical reason. Okay. All right. Well, okay, I want to say God bless you. Okay, we're at the very end of the show, so I will pray for you, okay, and okay, that everything goes well with you, and you have a blessed night. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, all right. God bless. Good night, everybody. Have a blessed evening.
Night, y'all.
Yep. We're calling it an evening. So, good night, everybody. God bless you. Love you all. Thanks to all the callers that called in. God bless you all. Bye-bye.